By the way, yesterday we started a new feature on the program. How long it will last, we don't know yet. But we're going to anti-dum-dum America, or at least Kansas City, with a new word that you can learn every single day. And today is my day.
Hey, well, let's go over the name of it. I think it's the Dana and Parks something something not dumbing down America thing. And my word yesterday was frittering.
Frittering, which means to basically be goofing off, doing nothing, wasting your time.
And during the break, we were frittering, and I needed to remind Scott
that I needed a word.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped frittering around.
Yes.
And I found today's anti-dum-dum word of the day.
Okay.
Today's word is bibble.
Bibble?
Bibble.
Spell it, please.
B-I-B-B-L-E. Bibble.
May I have the origin?
English.
Bibble. I love it.
Okay.
Bibble is from the old Latin term bibire.
Okay.
Or to drink.
Okay. That's sort of kind of what it means in English.
Okay.
If you're in a restaurant and somebody is eating or drinking loudly, you know.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
That sound. They are engaged. What they are doing is bibbling.
Is it a verb?
It can be many things, but they're engaged in a bibble. There's a noun.
Okay, they are engaged in a bibble, but one who bibbles
is bibbling at the restaurant.
Is it always food and mouth related?
I believe so. Let me look up the official Oxford definition of
to bibble.
Bibble.
To drink or eat noisily.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Look, we all know someone who does it, but is there anything worse than like being like, hey, do you know that you do that?
Bibble is also known as an expressive variant of the word bubble, likely originating from the sound that people make when drinking or eating noisily.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you know that there are weird people in this world that will pay money on the internet to listen to people make noise while they eat? It's disturbing.
ASMR.
I hate
Dana, there's also
that
people that buy
noise.
Used underpants.
I know. Or socks or...
You guys ignored the story in the stack. I put it in 3 days in a row. There is a new ASMR massage.
I don't even know what ASMR means.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It is taking the country by storm.
We do it every single night.
Wait, what?
If you're talking about the same headline I am, it is if you know I did acupuncture and I just knock out. It just knocks me out.
What's that got to do with ASMR? I don't even know what that is.
There are these places where you can go and they will like take a feather or every night I have this done right here. Like the fingers lightly.
Oh, I love that feeling.
Over your forehead.
Very, very lightly.
It puts me in a trance.
Like a coma.
Every single night. But Sam, I saw this headline. You can now go pay somebody to do that. Like if you're single, if you live by yourself.
So the true ASMR massage is no touch.
Excuse me?
What?
There is no touch. It is all sounds.
Well, that's not a massage.
It is. It's massaging you through frequency.
No.
Audially?
That would be a one way to describe it, yeah. And so I think they may incorporate some feathers, Dana, so there might be touch by feather, but there is no touch person to person.
And people pay for that?
They play different sounds.
It's called feather tickle therapy. And it's viral. I saw this just last week.
All over the place.
It's called Tickle Spa, which, let's be honest,
sounds dirty.
Need to work on that name.
Yeah.
Mm.
ASMR, by the way, is the autonomous sensory meridian response, and it is effectively the different sounds different activities make and the sensation that it gives us.
So, what it really is, if we look up the English definition of
ASMR,
it's the sucking sound out of your wallet.
That's disgusting.
For somebody doing absolutely nothing.
Well, now listen, with the feather tickling, this sort of is sweeping the nation because people are figuring out what I figured out and it puts me in a trance. It is a sensory experience that does release feel good endorphins. It deepens body awareness. I just go, honk. It just makes me, it's hard to explain. I don't know why.
Oxford describes ASMR as the feeling of well-being combined with a tingling sensation in the scalp down the back of the neck as experienced by some people in response to specific gentle stimuli, often a particular sound.
We have these. They're called head spas. We have them right here in Kansas City. Anyway, back to Bibble.
For some people,
I would need a massage after that. No, do not make that noise. Oh, my God. That is the antithesis of the featherhead massage.
That noise drives you crazy?
What about Dan Weinbaum sipping coffee in the newsroom?
As far back as I can remember, Scott, I wanted, like when I would go get my hair cut, the best part of that is when you're back in the bowl and they take your head and they do the scalp massage. It just mm-hmm. knocks me out. I don't know why.
It does feel good.
No more chewing noises. It really does
look,
make me crazy.
I am turning right. off the sound.
It really okay? does make me crazy.
All right. All right. We won't do that.
Testing. That sounds good.
What was that?
I don't know.
Testing. Not testing. Sure what that was. 1, 2. Just do it. Do this across your forehead. Oh. No, stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Sam, cut it out.
Stop it. Oh, that is so bad.
That was not cool, man.
It makes me ragey. It makes me aggravated. It makes me.
Sam just promised he's not
putting I'm not putting my headphones back on. You want? I it makes me stabby, Sam.
Yeah. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news.
On Monday, you will hear my ADD, Dana and Parks, word of the day. That is awful. It's not me. As you can see, my hands are still up.
My hands are moving. I'm not going to lie. My hands are moving over
here. My hands are up like I got caught and there's cherries and berries behind me. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, brother.
Stop.